Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. On today's special Christmas Eve podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber shares one of his favorite real-life Christmas stories, in which a man named Bernie May realized he was in the so-called wrong place at Christmas time. Yet God gave him new insight into the true meaning of Christmas. Let's listen into this interesting story.
It is something of a universal desire to be home for Christmas, isn't it? People talk about it. Songs have been written about it. Movies have been made about being home for Christmas, going home for Christmas. And for some people, that can be a challenge. And even this year, it can be a special challenge with the pandemic creating a challenge for travel and all of that. Well, one of my favorite stories is a true story that I heard years ago. Bernie May was a missionary pilot who flew Bible translators into the Amazon jungle. And he recalled one Christmas that he spent in Peru. He had been asked to make an emergency flight over the jungle to a river basin in order to carry medical supplies to an Indian tribe where there had been an epidemic. He was scheduled to return to his wife and sons on the evening of December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas. But the rain and fog rolled in, and that prevented him from flying his small plane. Now, listen in his own words to his description of an emotional Christmas. He said, "It rained all day and throughout the next night. Christmas Eve was the same. The clouds were down to the tops of the trees, the rain falling steadily. I slipped on my poncho and trudged through the Indian village down to the river's edge. The plane was tied against the bank, rocking gently on the rain-splattered water. I crawled out on a pontoon and sat under the wing, feeling desperately sorry for myself. It was Christmas Eve, and night was descending on the jungle. There was no way I could get back home. Back in Pennsylvania, my folks would have returned from church, and Mother would be getting the turkey ready. Outside, the snow would be falling past the window. The big tree with the star on top would be standing as always in its corner. In Yerinococha, where they lived in Peru, 6 hours away, Nancy, his wife, and the boys would be sitting at home alone. They knew by now, because I'd been able to radio back, that I was stuck in the jungle. I would not be with them for Christmas. Oh God, I moaned, I'm in the wrong place. More than anything else, I wanted to be home for Christmas. Instead, I sloshed my way back to my hut in the little village. I shared some yucca with a couple of Indian children and read them the Christmas story out of my Bible, doing my best to translate it so they could understand a few words of that precious event. That night, under my mosquito net, I too had a visitation from God, something like those shepherds must have had on the hills of Bethlehem. There were no angels and no bright light. But as I lay there in my hammock, desperately homesick, I felt I heard God say, "My son, this is what Christmas is all about. Jesus left heaven, and on Christmas morning, he woke up in the, quote, wrong place, a stable in Bethlehem. Christmas means leaving home, not going home. My only begotten son did not come home for Christmas. He left his home to be with you." What a great story. What a great realization that that is what Christmas is all about. It is about Jesus leaving his home to come to earth. Why? To save us from our sins. Paul talked about that in Philippians 2. He said, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Yes, Jesus went to the wrong place for Christmas. And I think two things out of this. One is it just causes us just to worship and appreciate him even more. And secondly, hopefully it causes us to say, I want to understand Christmas better. I want to understand why Jesus did that and why he was so committed to leave his home. And I want to be involved in this coming year. I want to be involved in reaching people with the gospel of Jesus, because that's why he came and that's what it's all about. I encourage you to do that. If you're listening to this on Christmas Eve when it's released, Merry Christmas to you. Whenever you listen to this, let's appreciate and emulate our Savior who went to the wrong place for Christmas.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.